Now from the Lebanese capital, Beirut, his political commentator, Mr. Elias Farhad. Mr. Farhad, welcome to the program. First of all, give us your views on the constant threat of the existence of large stockpiles of nuclear weapons that it poses to the world, as stated by Iran's ambassador to the IAEA.
Actually, I can't hear the question. Say it again, please.
I'd like to know your thoughts on the comments given by Iran's ambassador to the IAEA, stating that the existence of nuclear weapons is the most persistent threat to mankind.
The Iranian official announced that the existence of the nukes or the nuclear weapons is threatening to the humanity, all the humanity. And this is springs out of the fatwa that issued by the Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei, which saying that the production and stockpiling and using of nuclear weapons was forbidden under Islam. And this fatwa was cited during a meeting of the IAEA in Vienna in 2005. This is, I mean, consistent with the policy of Tehran, but unfortunately, the proliferation of nuclear weapons in Israel and some other countries is going on. And there are countries that that did not sign the non-proliferation treaty, as Israel, India, Pakistan, and maybe South Africa, maybe other countries. So the Iran is drawing attention for this danger that threatens all the humanity and not only one state or one people. So the IAEA should focus on the non-proliferation, should focus on the countries that constitute a danger to its region, as Israel, which keeps more than 200 nuclear heads in its arsenal, and other countries which may use the weapons against each other.
Mr. Farhad, what about the contradiction and inconsistency, for example, with the U.S.'s policy when it pledges to scale down its nuclear arsenal, but also continues to pour in billions of dollars into its nuclear weapons programs?
Yes, the United States, I think they spend more than $60 billion on the nuclear weapons in their budget a year. And there are European countries, mainly Britain and France, are spending a lot from their budgets on the nuclear weapons. It's not a race, but somehow it will be a race of building and developing the nuclear weapons and the missiles that carry nuclear warheads. This is dangerous, and it contradicts with the rhetoric of peace and international security that we hear from their foreign ministers and then from presidents, while they are building force and fatal force for what they say their enemies or all the other world.
Thank you very much, political commentator Mr. Elias Farhad, joining us from Beirut.